Well, the one way that I know, and the only way that I know, I don't know of one penny in the housing, our urban renewal, our private housing, our public housing, or any model cities, one penny that we have that we can legally spend that we're not.
Right.
That's period. Now, for this year, we have been authorized by four votes last year, four vote margin in the House of Representatives, to have a $2.3 billion model cities. The authorization this year will give us $400 million. Now, I've got to get that appropriate. I've got to decide whether that goes in the budget at $200 million, $300 million, or $400 million. Tentatively, we're recommending that we go up in January for $400 million. Now, that will be the fight of our lives, because when we just got the authority, not the money, we passed it before votes, before we lost 48 men.
Right.
And I had damn few city people down there. I talked to you about it and got some help from your people. But the rest of them didn't do much. Now, this year, I want you to go ahead. I wish I could just say, go on and build everything that needs to be built. But unless the Congress gives me the money, and I am not aware of $1 that has been given to me to spend. Sweetheart, if you've got a limit of $100 million on your bonding capacity, you can't go over it. Now, my limit is $400 million. I'm going to recommend every dollar of it. And I don't think it's all for planning. I think it's for starting certain cities, the ones that are approved. I don't want to be hypocritical. I don't think we're going to pass a damn one of these. My budget now is $143 billion.
Don't forget to make the fight.
I'm going to make the fight, but I just want to tell you the problems. I can't make it by myself, and that's what I've been doing. This goddamn bunch that's down there now raising hell. There hadn't been one of them up there helping me. Yes, you have. That's right. But Chicago and Johnson City can't do it alone. We got four vote margin. Now I've lost 48 of those four.
Yeah.
And I did that just on authorization. I didn't do it on money. Now my budget now is $143 billion.
Yeah.
That's up from $98 billion when I came into office.
Yeah.
And it's on these damn things that you're talking about, like model cities. I'm spending $10 billion more. I made the fight. right, Dick. I got it cut back from 5.6 to 2.3. Well, I'm telling you, Dick, you don't need to suggest it. It's going to be there, and I want you on that front row every day with every mayor in America. And my recommendation will go up to the State of the Union for every penny. Well, I'm just going to need you every day of this session. I just don't think that people really understand the whole problem. They read about Dr. King, and I think even you are inclined to look at it from the city problem. I know what a problem you've got in Chicago, but let me tell you, Dick, I just don't know what in the hell the answer is. We've got a budget of 143, we've got rising costs, we've got falling revenues. We got less than $120 billion coming in next year. We got a deficit of $23 billion. I call in every one of our leaders, and ain't a damn one of them will go with a tax increase. So when I go up there and I submit a $23 billion deficit, you can't tell me I've been there too long. They're going to start cutting on my proposals and cut like hell. And you can say you can win by getting whipped, but I don't think so.
Well, let them cut it.
Well, I've let them cut it. They cut it last year. But what the hell have I gotten out of it? I got the blame. I just submitted it last year, 5.6, and they cut it to 2.3. Thank you, reasonably responsible. But I don't know how much more than I can go than 143. I think that's about as dangerous as a human can, with the highest deficit in our history of this country has been Eisenhower's $12 billion in modern times. Now, I've got one next year, 23, and I told him I would like to cut it down to Eisenhower's 12 and have a tax bill to make up the rest. They tell me if I put that kind of a tax on, that I'll bring us in a big depression, the economist. I've sat with all of them. So then we finally agree on 7 or 8 taxes and have a 14 or 15 deficit. I call in the leaders, the Democratic leaders, like Governor Kerner, except they're legislative, and like the governor of Missouri, and like some of those fellas, George Wallace, and every damn one of them say, we will not go. So I'm confronted then with submitting a 143 budget with a deficit of 23, and maybe more, but a minimum of 23. Well, that's a hell of a prospect. No president's ever done it. And then the people are going to say, good God, this man has no fiscal responsibility. They'll go to running and selling their gold. They're going to take their money out, and we'll be in another Hoover thing. So I've just got to think about somebody besides what Martin Luther King and Bobby are saying.
Do you ever think of going direct to the people and explaining
them? Oh, I've gone to them more than anybody. I've got letters stacked up there now, everybody saying you're overexposed.
Yeah. No, I don't mean exposure. I mean that.
Well. They'll give it to me when I go to my State of the Union message the next morning. Your Tribune will have the greatest spending spree in history. And they're going to say, you see what the governors are saying, don't you? You see, you're telling me one thing and all the governors are telling me another. The governors down there last night, the whole outfit says the trouble is they voted against doing too much too fast. Well, didn't you see the paper? Well,
after all, some of those governors you wouldn't be doing it, goddammit, if the governors took up their own responsibility. Anything that the state should be done with the state capital, but the fact that they have never recognized their own responsibility is the fact that you're the federal government has done.
Well, Dick, I'm just resigned to the fact that I can't do much right the next 2 years. that nearly anything I do is going to be wrong. That when my own party and its own leaders all meet and they conclude I'm doing too much too fast, and the next breath my Senate leaders meet and say, well, we cut it 50% what he did, but he ought to have done more while they're cutting it. I don't know how the hell a man can beat that. And I think I think they planted about three or four polls around, then they had the normal off-year election, and everybody says, God damn it, let's give him hell. And that's what happens all day. You can't do anything right. For instance, if there's a man in the world that I thought that I had, it would be Governor Kerner of Illinois. Because that day I sat there and talked to him about you and said, now we've got this thing worked out. And we're not going to say anything about it, but the commission is. And then, by God, 24 hours later, he was standing out in the lobby in front of television saying that, well, he's got a wrong image. Well, now, you damn right I got a wrong image. Every damn, don't you think New York's not mad as hell at me? But the last man in the world ought to be talking that way is Otto Kerner. Now, he'd just been in my office for an hour and a half. So you can't make them happy. It ain't a damn thing you can do. I mean, I can understand why the governor of Missouri's mad, because I can't let him take over the program that two senators won't let me do. I can't. I'm hogtied.
Well, I
can't say
you can't make all the same things. You
That's right, and I did right on this, and I'm loyal to you, and I've got courage to stand up to you, and I'm going to, and I think you have likewise. Well, I don't think that we, I just, my judgment is, I'm not rattled, but my judgment is that there is some sentiment in this country for not going as fast as we're going, and I don't think that the kings are on the other side, but I don't believe they'll have the majority votes. And I'm far going faster than the majority are, but I believe they voted against it.
He hung up, Mr. President. May we get
it got disconnected.